Outcast of Redwall, Disc 5.
Young Bryony watched Togget approaching as she sat sunning herself against the Grey's Abbey wall. The pretty little mousemaid wore a mob cap askew, and her white apron was stained with berry juice. She patted flower dust from her paws as she rose to meet her friend, complaining,
"Oh, Bunny's still snoring. I can't wake him."
Togget waved a paw in the air as if creating a spell.
"You leave that beast to I, my dear."
Friar Bunfold was sleeping in his favourite place, an old wheelbarrow in the orchard. His bulging stomach rose and fell with each snore. The leaves of an overhanging pear tree trembling with every exhalation of his breath. Bryony covered her mouth to stifle a giggle as her mole friend shook the fat mouse friar by his sleeve urgently.
"Come on, old sir, wakey up. He told I to wakey if he girt cake was a-burning in he oven."
Bunfold fell out of the barrow with a start.
"Cake burning? Well, what cake?"
As Togget and Bryony ambled back off to the kitchens, the mole nodded ruefully.
"Deary me, but I do tell whacking fibbers, though it did wake old Bunny up, that it did."
Cheerful Redwall has called out to Bunfold as he bustled through Great Hall on his way to the kitchens.
"Good afternoon, Friar. What's for dinner tonight?"
Exercising his dry wit, Bunfold gave a mock scowl at a young squirrel.
"Boiled frog and toasted clouds for you, Brug, me laddo."
Brug made a face, playing along with the Friar.
"Yuck! Sooner have lightning soup and ditch water."
Togget managed to pull Brug's tail as he passed.
"Lightning soup and ditch water. I'll see what I can do for ye, Master Boer."
Bryony giggled helplessly at the face Brug made and gasped.
"Don't be sad, Brug. I'll see if I can bake a little thunder cake to dip in your lightning soup."
The Abbey kitchens were all a bustle. Clouds of steam wreathing the woodlanders as they dashed to and fro. A huge hedgehog wife called Myrtle waved a ladle at a large cake that lay on a stone cooling slab, saying,
"Do you want to slice it now, Friar? It baked well."
Selecting the flat, thin slicing knife, Bunfold winked at her.
"Burnt cake, eh? Well, let's see. Togget, bring the cherry conserve. Heartwood, is that meadow cream ready yet?"
Heartwood, a reliable old otter, dipped his spoon into a pottery bowl and sampled the golden mixture.
"Stir gently to a turn, Friar matey, ready as ever."
Lifting the bowl, Bunfold was forced to execute a nimble side skip for two tiny otters scooting past with a laden trolley, both yelling in deep older beast voices.